Indeed, yes, and I have been out on the ground, obviously, doing a bit of canvassing and talking to farmers, and sure, I see it firsthand myself. And indeed, I've been in contact with the Leitrim County IFA chairman and also his counterpart in Sligo. So I decided I'd make contact with both ministers to call on them for a supplementary feed allowance paid out immediately to farmers, because you have sheep suckling lambs and cows suckling calves at the minute, and because of the bad weather last year as well, the all the rain and everything, silage isn't up to scratch. It's not up to the same dry matter isn't in it as should be, and farmers have to put in extra feed, and they're just stretched to their limits at the minute. And they need something, and they need support, and they need it immediately because of the bad weather. And it's very difficult on farmers on the ground at the minute. I'm hearing some horrific stories, and I see it myself, as you said there.
What are your thoughts as it relates to the Agriculture Minister's approach to this crisis to date? I understand, or I know, that Minister McConlogue has already sanctioned a range of supports to various farmers in the sector.
Well, as far as I see in the tillage scheme, and I was talking to tillage because of my position nationally previous with the IFA, I was talking to fellow farmers up at the country for the tillage end of it, and they said it was wholly inadequate because it's €40 an acre, and basically they were telling me that they want to get 3 tonnes per acre of yield. The first tonne is gone on sprays and different ends of, things like that. The second ton is gone on fertilizer, and the third ton is for themselves. Now, if you don't have 3 ton of yield, and that's the high yield, then you're in trouble. You have no profit, and it's a very difficult, challenging time there for farmers, and it's going to have an adverse effect as well. Back down in this, in the western end of the country, because for straw and indeed any other crops that has to go in, even potatoes or anything else that has to go in, we'll suffer in this end of the country as well because of it.
Do you personally have confidence in Minister McConlogue to steer this ship through the storm?
Ah, indeed, look, he can do it, and I always worked well, in fairness, with Charlie McConlogue, Minister McConlogue, in my role as National Chief Chairman. Yes, I did work well with him, and I think he can do it if he goes ahead and starts, puts measures in place. And indeed, he announced a scheme there to be opening up that I worked very hard myself on for the Sheep Welfare Scheme. And yes, look, he has to step up to the mark now, though, and support farmers, and especially in the west of Ireland. You know, there seems to be fairly adequate amount of silage here in the west, but as I said, it's the quality isn't good, and the cows now, there's extra demand on their bodies, and the sheep when they're suckling their young, and they need extra supplementary feed, and with the price of meal at the minute at 400 a tonne or plus, farmers just can't afford it, and the funds aren't there, and something like that would be very beneficial at the minute.